dreaming of a white, Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops.
That's right. Classic. Welcome back, everybody. Happy holidays. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. It's also a talk and text. We're going to be talking about the most covered songs of all time and then jump into what are great cover versions of songs and terrible cover versions of songs. That's all coming up. Now, that song you heard right there, that's been covered many times. And it's from the classic film White Christmas, which you will be able to see Tuesday, December 12th, at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. As part of the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, there's going to be two screenings on Tuesday, December 12th, one at 2 p.m. and one at 7:30. And the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series is our good friend Matthew Hoffman, who joins us to talk about White Christmas and more. Matthew, welcome back.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. How you been?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Hey, how's everything with you?
Yeah, good. You know, real good. Last night we had a screening of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, it's certainly become quite the cult film.
It really has. I mean, we had a huge crowd for it. And
that's great.
I asked everybody before the movie to raise their hand if it's one of the movies that they watch annually, and almost every single hand went up. So it's become, you know, one of those movies that everybody watches at Christmas, and it's so funny. I guess I had forgotten just how funny it is, but it's so funny.
Yeah, it is. I'm a big fan of the original Vacation.
Yeah, we showed that in July.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so how has your fall been? I mean, I understand, like, you had a couple of screenings. You know, last time you were on, we were talking about Rear Window, but since then you had Young Frankenstein and a huge crowd for Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah, we had about 700 for Rear Window, 800 for Young Frankenstein, 900 for The Wizard of Oz, and Home Alone was just under 700.
So wow.
Things have been going great. You know, Nick, it's wonderful to have an audience of 800 people when, you know, I talk about these films. But then, you know, I am showing The Wizard of Oz and Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
So the question is, would I get that kind of a crowd next season if I show something like, I don't know, Michael Powell's The Red Shoes, you know, something like that. But, no, I'm very happy that for our fifth season, people are really coming out.
Yeah, that's great. And I screened Young Frankenstein a few years ago at my film club, and we had a huge crowd. It's just such a funny movie.
It is, you know, and it's just wonderful to see so many kids coming out.
Yeah.
Know, especially the following show, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
It just blew me away how many people.
People love that movie.
On the big screen.
They
yeah.
love that movie, Matthew, and to see it on the big screen is very special. I just want to mention my favorite line in Young Frankenstein. Can I give you my favorite line?
Sure, yes.
Sedative! It's my favorite line, and it's my favorite moment in the entire movie.
So many great lines.
Oh, yeah, classic. But the sedative line, every single time I watch Young Frankenstein, knocks me out of my chair. I'm laughing so hard. So congratulations on all the success. Really, really cool. You had Home Alone, you had Wizard of Oz, you had Young Frankenstein, and now, Tuesday, you will be screening White Christmas. Tell everybody about White Christmas.
Well, White Christmas is one of the perennial holiday classics. You know, of course, it's from the Irving Berlin song, which I think is like the most popular Christmas song of all time.
Sure.
White Christmas was the biggest hit of 1954. The story is basically about two army buddies who team up with a sister act to help out a retired army general. It stars, of course, the legendary Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. And the sisters are Rosemary Clooney and Vera Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it just has a phenomenal score by Irving Berlin. And, I mean, it's one of those films that, as you were saying with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, so many people watch it, you know, every year at Christmas time.
And, yeah.
And now, finally, you know, we're going to be showing it in Park Ridge theatrically and just to see it with an audience. It's a different movie when you see it, you know, in a theater as opposed to just watching it on television.
Agreed.
But so much, I think, what draws people to the film is not just the song, but just the nostalgia connected to the film. I mean, White Christmas, when we hear it, it's a song about home, about being with family. And, you know, I think the song, it's become so ingrained in, you know, our culture.
Yeah.
I mentioned it was the biggest hit of 1954. I think it made like something like $12 million at the box office.
Wow.
Which today is like over $100 million.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So it's going to be presented in a DCP restoration print. Mm-hmm. And there are two showtimes. You are doing matinees. You guys have started doing matinees now. For the older folks who might not want to stay up late or, you know, want to go during the day, you have a 2 p.m. matinee.
Yeah, you know, the last couple seasons we've been pushing the 2 p.m. matinee, especially for seniors. You know, when we showed The Wizard of Oz, I mean, it was practically a sellout, and there were a lot of seniors showing up late. But, you know, they could have come to the 2 o'clock.
Right.
So, you know, we really want to try and get the word out to a lot of people who, you know, coming out late might be a bit more of a challenge.
Sure, sure. And that's
for $6. You
it's
know,
it's $6 to get in. And for the 2 o'clock matinee, and that's at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. So if you want to go to the matinee to check it out, it's great. And then at 7:30, you'll come back and you got your second screening. And this is when Jay Warren is going to perform prelude music starting at 7.
Correct. Jay Warren is back. We gave him the night off for Home Alone, but it's going to be nice to have Jay Warren back.
Yeah.
With us. Everyone always enjoys his, pre-show music. It's
yeah.
always a wonderful treat. And, you know, it's going to be a fun night.
And you've shown some animated shorts before.
We're going to show some animated shorts. I think people who grew up in Chicago watching WGN will appreciate these shorts. For those who remember Frosty the Snowman or Susie Snowflake or
yeah.
Hard Rock Coco and Joe, stuff like that, I'm going to be showing.
Oh, that's going to be so that'll be so much fun to see that on the big screen.
Sure.
Legendary stuff. So the Hard Rock Coco Joe and all that cool stuff. That'll be before White Christmas, And at 7 o'clock, Jay Warren will perform prelude music. And to see, you know, a classic movie like this on the big screen at the Pickwick Theater, which is a beautiful big theater in Park Ridge, is always special. For the website, you can check out parkridgeclassicfilms.com. And, yeah, it's going to be a great night. Now, if you just want to come to the matinee, it's $6. You can... it's $8 in advance before Tuesday and $10 to get in. And that, of course, is incredibly cheap. And it's at the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, 2 p.m. and 7:30. 7:30 has animated shorts and Jay Warren performing prelude music at 7 o'clock. So there you go. And that's Tuesday, December 12th, White Christmas. Have you ever seen White Christmas on the big screen?
I've never seen it on big screen. So a lot of the films that I'm showing this season I've never seen theatrically. Like in January, we're going to be watching, screening The Godfather, another film I've never seen theatrically. February, we're going to show Some Like It Hot. I've never seen that in the theater. So a lot of these films, you know, I haven't seen theatrically. One of the rare exceptions, well, a couple of exceptions for me was Rear Window and The Wizard of Oz, which I'd seen when I was younger. But it's going to be a real treat seeing it.
Yeah, The Godfather is, I saw on the big screen when I was way too young to see it. But I had screened The Godfather last year.
Sure.
At my film club, and we had a massive turnout. It was sold out, in fact, I think.
Sure. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and it's great to see on the big screen. You're doing the DCP version of that, right?
DCP.
It's beautiful. It really is beautiful. And it's going
to
look great. And then you're doing Some Like It. Oh, God, that's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, we're going to show it. The Thursday right before Valentine's Day.
Perfect. Perfect. You know, it's funny after, you know, my screenings, I do like a Q&A and a talk, and I talk about trivia about the, you know, the making of each movie.
Sure.
And last night I was talking about, you know, some of the behind the scenes stories of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And then I always ask people if they have suggestions for movies because we're only planned through March at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So in January, on January 9th, we're showing Rocky, the original.
Oh, nice.
In February, and I'm so excited about this one, and so is every woman that I've mentioned it to.
Uh-huh.
We're showing The Philadelphia Story.
Oh, terrific.
And it's one of the best movies ever. And
yeah.
You can't argue that cast, my God.
Oh, that's terrific cast.
And then in March, we're doing Albert Brooks's Lost in America, which is one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, that's great.
And so that's that. But I keep asking people, you know, shout out some titles. we'll write them down, and if we can get them, you know, maybe we can sure. program them. I got three Some Like It Hots tonight, last night.
Oh, nice.
I'm not kidding. So people who are listening, if you want to go see Some Like It Hot, February, they're going to be showing it at the Pickwick.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Pickwick Theater Classic. And how long has the Pickwick Theater Classic film series been going?
It started in the fall of 2013. We kicked off with 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. This is our fifth season. And, you know, things have just taken off, especially this last season.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Congratulations. You know, keeping the spirit of the fantastic movie going experience alive is really cool. And the fact that you've got this beautiful big Pickwick Theater to do it, and you're picking really great movies. And I love the fact that, you know, when you tell me, Matthew, that people are bringing their kids out to see these movies, it makes me very happy to hear.
Yeah, and, you know, the last couple events that we did, we had the Park Ridge Public Library in the lobby. They had set up this green screen where families could get their pictures taken in front of different backgrounds. We had, like, the Yellow Brick Road for The Wizard of Oz,
yeah.
Home Alone House from Home Alone. And, you know, just to see so many kids, I think half our audience, if not more, were kids from,
yeah.
For the Home Alone. So it's really wonderful to see all the families.
That's great. And you mentioned the public library. Now, the library series is on hold for a while because they're doing renovations at the library, correct?
Yeah, the renovations haven't started. I was given the option if I wanted to start the series, but I had no guarantee that I would be able to finish it. So it's going to be on hiatus in 2018. We'll be back for our 10th anniversary year in 2019.
That's great. Well, all right. Well, congratulations on all of it. Everybody, get your tickets now. There's a 2 p.m. Matinee and a 7:30 p.m. showing on Tuesday, December 12th, and it's a White Christmas, the classic from 1954, and it's all at the beautiful Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge. Matthew, always, always a pleasure, and best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon, and have a great holiday.
Thank you, Nick. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. All right, there's Matthew Hoffman, everybody, the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. You can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Go out Tuesday, see the matinee at 2 o'clock, or the 7:30 version screening of White Christmas this Tuesday. All right, we'll take a break here on WGN.